Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today is day two of our Africa Needs Jesus Radiothon. In just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to give hope to people in Africa when you give them a radio. First, though, I want to remind you that we're just a week away from our next in-person event, Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th in Bel Air, Kansas. Come hear Larry Spargimino, Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, Larry Stamm, Josh Davis, Clayton Van Hus, and Rob Lindstedt. A special One World update will be shared, biblical mysteries will be revealed, and the latest update on what is happening in Israel. All this and much more will be covered at the Prophecy in the News live event May 3rd and 4th. Register today for this free event. Seating is limited, so don't delay. Visit the events page of our website, swrc.com, or register by phone, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Prophecy in the News Live, May 3rd and 4th at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air, Kansas. Now, here's today's host, Staff Evangelist Josh Davis.
SWRC first came on the air back in April of 1933. This is anniversary month as we celebrate our 91st birthday, and Southwest Radio Ministries has faithfully sounded forth God's timeless truths in uncertain times, and we know that our world is changing rapidly. We want to be part of the solution to what we see happening around the world. You know, we can talk all day long about how bad things are in America, how bad things are around the world, or we can turn that talk about how bad things are into action. And that's what we're talking about. If you joined us on yesterday's program, you heard it. And today we have one last opportunity for you to join this effort to be part of the solution to what we see happening. We know that Jesus is the answer for the world's problems, and we are so excited that we can partner with TWR, another long-standing ministry that's been in radio for about 70 years now. And to God be the glory for this awesome opportunity. We are talking about the Africa Needs Jesus campaign. And friends, we invite you to pick up the phone right now. Even before we get into the interviews, even before we get into the conversation today, go ahead and call 888-777-1875, 888-777-1875, or log on to AfricaNeedsJesus.com. I'm privileged to be joined in the studio today by John Somerville, the TWR Director of Radio Partnerships. John, we welcome you back today, and we are excited for this partnership.
Thanks a lot, Josh. It is great to be with you again, and TWR is a ministry that has been broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ since 1954. That's not quite as long as 1933 with SWRC, but God has used this ministry in tremendous ways over the past 70 years. One of the areas that we love talking about is Africa, because Africa needs Jesus. And so many people in Africa are coming to know Jesus because they're listening to TWR. TWR has stations all over Africa. Some of them are huge, and some of them are just small, tiny FMs. But where God's word goes, we know it doesn't return void. And with all those radio transmitters everywhere, you would think that many people would have the opportunity to hear God's word. And many people do. But what about those? What about those who don't have a radio? How are they going to be able to tune in? How are they going to be able to hear God's word? That was one of the questions we had earlier. And so we said, what if we were to distribute some radios? And so we decided, not only do we want to distribute radios, but we want to distribute the kind of radios that people can use and use and use and use. Because if we're distributing radios that they can't use, and I'm going to get to that point, what value is the radio?
Right.
Now, you say, can't they use just any kind of radio? Well, we want to distribute radios that are wind-up radios. And the reason that we want to distribute wind-up radios is because wind-up radios don't require batteries. They don't require electricity. And in some parts of Africa, batteries are just so expensive. And electricity, well, many times it's not even available. And so we thought, let's do a wind-up radio. Because a radio, putting one of these radios into people's hands, can sometimes be as the same value as 1 month salary.
Mm.
Can you imagine spending an entire month salary on just a radio? And so a lot of people just can simply not afford them. And so that's why this gift, when we give them a radio, a wind-up radio that doesn't require batteries, doesn't require electricity, this is a precious gift. This is a treasure that they are going to grab hold of and hold onto tightly. This is something that they're going to share with their family because they want their family to hear God's word. That's why it's so important for us to put these radios into people's hands.
And John, let's talk a little bit about the actual radio itself. This, I'm holding one in my hands, and I know the people listening can't hear, but they can log on to AfricaNeedsJesus.com and see this for themselves. It's a durable, built, hard plastic construction. It's got a dial, a selector. It's got FM, AM, and shortwave radio. Can you describe some of the difference in that and how that impacts the people in Africa?
Well, you know, we broadcast in all those different frequency bands, shortwave, AM, and FM. And so different places, people can hear different signals. We broadcast in so many languages. I don't remember how many African languages. Oh, worldwide, we broadcast in over 200 languages. Mm. Many of those are found in Africa. Those radios are wind up. In some places in Africa, we give out solar-powered radios. And in some places in Africa, we give out solar and wind-up radios, which are two in one, which is really interesting to see those. And these wind-up radios are just precious. They're precious because they don't require batteries. They don't require electricity. And for people who are living there, for instance, when I was in Malawi, it was almost like having a parking meter. You had to pay for your electricity before you were using it. And so for those who had it, very, very challenging for those who did have electricity. And for many of them, they just didn't have electricity. Mm-hmm. But yet at the same time, Transworld Radio across Malawi is so well known. So many people listen to TWR. Would you believe, not TWR's estimates, but the country of Malawi's, basically their Arbitron or their Nielsen's, have told us that TWR is the number five radio station in the country to be listened to. Over one-third of the population listens to TWR at least once a week.
Wow.
Can you imagine for a moment what our country would look like if a third of the United States was listening to Christian radio?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
the impact it would make. We want to be able to distribute these radios to people who don't have radios. Because if they don't have a preacher, how can they hear God's word? That's what Paul said in Romans. That's what we believe. People need to have a radio to be able to hear the wonderful preaching and teaching of God's word each and every day. You know, I love this story that comes to us. This mom says, "In the evening, I retell the Bible stories to my children I hear on TWR. I believe every mom should do the same because I've seen a great change in the behavior of my children through these Bible stories."
Mm.
You know, so being able to hear God's word is impacting not only her heart, but it's impacting her children
mm-hmm.
because she's able to share the same Bible stories that she's hearing every day. How many times have you shared Bible stories with your kids? How many times have you shared God's word with maybe somebody in the grocery store line?
Right.
Because God has put his word in your heart, mm-hmm. you're able to share that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to do the same by giving out these radios. And we only have a short amount of time here. This is our last day that we're going to be talking about this.
It is.
And so we want you to be a part of this project. This is huge. SWRC is partnering with TWR to put these wind-up radios into hands of people in Africa who wouldn't be able to afford their own radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we work with Christian pastors in villages, sending out, asking them to recommend who in their congregation doesn't have a radio, who would want a radio. We work with local leaders in Muslim communities, talking to the Muslim leaders to find out who doesn't have a radio in their community, who would like to listen to the radio. Now, why would we do that? Because we know there are so many people in the Muslim faith who are looking and wanting to know, who is this Jesus character?
Yes.
They want to know who is the Messiah, who is the Christ? Why are Christians talking about him? And so they're curious and they listen and they come to know Jesus because they're listening. And they might not darken the door of a church, but they'll listen to a radio.
Yes. Yeah. And friends, you can be a part of this. This is almost like a mission trip. In my mind, I think of it like that. You know, I may not ever get on a plane and go to Africa. Perhaps one day we will. It's only in God's hands. But this is a way that you can be involved in Christian missions, getting God's truth out to people who need to hear it, that they can hear the good news, they can understand the good news, they can respond to the good news, and they can grow in the good news of Jesus Christ. It's a transformational message, and you know the good news of the gospel. And so we encourage you to join this missions endeavor with SWRC and TWR as we endeavor to take that good news of Jesus Christ into the people of Africa. And only eternity will tell what kind of fruit, spiritual fruit, will result from this wonderful missions outreach. We encourage you to call today. Call right now, 888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. It's a dedicated number, and we encourage you to call that number right now. Also, you can log on to the website africaneedsjesus.com. You can give safely, securely there. You can see more information about this wonderful missions outreach. Again, that's africaneedsjesus.com. This ministry, SWRC, we've always had a focus on Bible prophecy since Dr. E.F. Weber started the ministry back in April of 1933. Friends, we know that we need to be ready for that rapture, but we also need to do what we can to make sure that others are ready too. We don't know how long this window of opportunity is going to remain open. The trumpet could sound today. And John, maybe you got some more stories that you'd like to share with us about lives that have been changed and some more about this Africa Needs Jesus campaign.
We were just talking moments ago, Josh, about how Muslims can listen in the privacy of their home, and privacy of their car, privacy, maybe it's even under the pillow of their, in their bed. Listen to this one who says, as a lifelong Muslim, I had to listen to TWR for a very long time before being completely convinced that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Now I want to give my life to Jesus because Jesus is the way of salvation. What other missionary could be there day in and day out to be able to share God's word with this Muslim fellow? Who would even be able to, because he might be embarrassed to be seen with a missionary?
Yes.
But yet there's that radio, being able to go in the privacy of that person's life and be able to share God's word with them.
Mm-hmm. This is an amazing opportunity, and friends, we encourage you to step into this moment. Don't delay to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart about. Prayerfully consider what you can give. These radios are $50 each, and that's not just to purchase the physical radio, but it also covers shipping and import and distribution costs. $50 all-inclusive to get that radio into the hand of the person. And as I've said before, TWR does a great job of partnering with people on the ground in Africa to ensure that this is going into the hands of someone who needs that radio. And you can be a part of what God is doing in Africa. Imagine what could be set in motion today that's going to impact eternity through your response to what God's speaking to your heart about. It may be one radio, it may be two, it may be three, it may be 50, it may be 100, it may be even 1,000 radios. Can you imagine what could be set in motion for eternity with 1,000 radios? And even more than that, God is limitless, and we know that He can get His word out. And so we ask you to prayerfully consider what you can do. And you can call 1-888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. Or go to africaneedsjesus.com. That's africaneedsjesus.com. You know, Jesus instructed us to lay up treasures in heaven. Matthew 6:21, for instance, says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So how can we lay up treasures in heaven when we purchase some of these radios for people in Africa? Friends, you can be a partner with what God wants us to do. So many people are focused on saving up to get that dream vacation or that boat or whatever else that gizmo or gadget or tool or fun thing would be for them. But think about how you can impact eternity with your investment. And that's really what this is. It's an investment into eternity. And we are excited to partner with TWR to invest in eternity, to impact people's lives for all of eternity through what God will do through these radios as God's truth goes forth. And SWRC is so excited to be in partnership with TWR. John, and we are excited to see this go forward. What's some other information people need to be aware of?
Well, you can also give online at AfricaNeedsJesus.com. This is a terrific site for you to go to. Encourage your friends to be a part of this too. You know, you might want to share AfricaNeedsJesus.com on your social media. Maybe you're a Facebook person. You follow your grandchildren on Facebook or Instagram or one of those social media platforms. Share this with them because this is a fantastic project. AfricaNeedsJesus.com, or you can always give us a call at 888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. And Josh, one of my very, very favorite stories of when I've been in Africa and traveling around Africa is after we were done at one of these radio events where we've given away all these radios. Mm-hmm. People are excited to have them. We climb back into the old white rickety van that says TWR on the side of it, and we start heading back down the road. And Victor, who's our TWR director in Malawi, leans back and he says, let's stop at a random house and give away a radio. Now, Josh, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of skeptical about stopping at just a random house to give a radio away. Yes. I don't do that when I'm in the United States.
Right.
I don't stop at random houses. And that's just not something that I do. And so I was a bit on the skeptical side. And he reassured me, no, this will be fine. We'll do it. And like this. So we pull up to this little cluster of houses. Now, the houses are made of homemade bricks. Okay. There's mm-hmm. a thatch roof on each one of these little houses. And we walk up to one of the houses that have three little children playing in the front yard. And it's nothing but a dirt front yard. Okay. So it's very humble circumstances. Mm-hmm. There's a line of laundry hanging up there drying in the wind. And so as we approach, Victor says to the mom, he says, hi, I'm Victor from TWR. And she just lights up. Mm. She lights up. And he says, do you have a radio? And she says, no. And then he asks, would your husband allow us to give you a radio? And she says, oh, he would be delighted. And so we give her the radio and she's just beaming from ear to ear, just loving it. And Victor is showing her how to use it. And my skepticism starts showing through again. And I said, Victor, if she doesn't have a radio, how does she know about Transworld Radio? So Victor asks her the question in the language of Chichewa, her language, mm-hmm. to which she then says, oh, she says, every day when we go out to farm our fields, our neighbor brings out her radio and we listen together. Now I'll have my own radio and my family will be able to listen with me. And I thought to myself, that's the power of giving out these radios.
Yes.
That's the power of it right here. Because now, not only are you impacting a person, but you're impacting the whole family.
Right.
And you're impacting maybe the next generation and the next generation after that because of the gift that you've given here today.
Mm-hmm. And friends, we encourage you to call 888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875, or you can go to AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Again, that's AfricaNeedsJesus.com. SWRC is so excited to partner with TWR. This is our anniversary month as we came on the air first in April of 1933, proclaiming that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. And we are excited to see what is going to be set in motion for eternity. And can you imagine, friends, getting to heaven and someone comes up to you one day and says, I'm here because you gave me a radio. I could hear the good news of Jesus. Think about that and think about all that God could accomplish through your gift today. Respond with what God is prompting your heart and whatever that is. Respond with faith and respond with trusting obedience to what God is speaking to you about. Again, the number is 888-777-1875, or go online to AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Again, that's AfricaNeedsJesus.com. John, how could somebody's generous gift today leave a lasting spiritual footprint in Africa?
Well, I love that word lasting, because the word lasting we talk about at TWR is lasting fruit. Because what we think about is not only does somebody just need to come to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, but they need to be discipled in God's word. And that way they can grow in God's word and share God's word with the people around them. That's the lasting fruit that we're looking for. You know, we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. You know, all those fruits of the Spirit that are evident in your life and evident in mine. We want that fruit of the Spirit to be evident in all of the people's lives there in Africa, people who come to know Christ as their personal Savior. They need to know Jesus. They need to be discipled. Africa needs Jesus. You know, so many times there are so many situations where it's almost impossible for people to hear God's word if they don't have a radio, because for many people, they are completely cut off because of the Islamic faith. Mm. And we talk about things like this because there is so much persecution going on in the world. Many people are turning on their radio now than ever before, though, especially in places like Nigeria, where terrorists are using suicide bombs against Christians in their homes and against churches. And there are so many people being martyred for their faith. Radio can allow them to go to church without having to go to church. Without physically having to go to church, they can turn on their radio and hear church in their home. And that's so important because they need to be able to hear God's word. These radios are so, so important, and we need you to step up and make a gift today.
Yeah, friends, and you can do that again. We'll give the number one more time, 888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. Or go to AfricaNeedsJesus.com. That's AfricaNeedsJesus.com. I'm Josh Davis. I'm joined with John Somerville, the TWR Director of Radio Partnerships. And we are excited to have this partnership together with SWRC and TWR. As I said in the opening, SWRC has maintained a missions focus since we started in April of 1933, whether that be sending support to missionaries across the world, whether that be taking teams of people to minister in different places around the world. Some people may have remembered who are listening and who have listened to this program for decades now, how that Dr. Noah Hutchings would take mission trips. And some of you, dear listeners, right now, you've been on those trips with Noah Hutchings in years past, and you know the missions emphasis that SWRC has maintained. So this is a natural partnership between two long-standing Christian radio ministries in endeavoring to get the good news of Jesus Christ out to the people in Africa who need to hear it.
If I were a rich man, I'd pass out radios to everyone so they could also listen to the words of my God, who I found on TWR. Mm. And these are some powerful testimonies because people are hearing God's word. And that's why we want to give out these radios. These wind-up radios are going to people who will be able to hear God's word and be able to respond. Just like this person who says that the bucket of water is drawn fresh from the neighborhood well. It's refreshing to hear God's word. And we want to be able to put God's word into their hands, into their ears, and into their hearts. And that way, we know that what goes into the heart comes out of the mouth and is going to be serving God. And so we want to do that. Call right now with your best gift, 888-777-1875. Again, 888-777-1875. Or you can always do it online, AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Because you know what I say, Africa needs Jesus, but Africa needs you. Africa needs Jesus so much, so desperately, but Africa needs you because at this point, we can't do it alone. We need you. That's the important part right now. Call right now with your best gift, 888-777-1875. Each radio is only $50. How many radios can you do? Africa needs Jesus. Africa needs you.
Friends, we encourage you to prayerfully consider what you can give, and we're winding down our time. This broadcast is coming to a close in a few short minutes, and this is the last broadcast that we're doing with TWR. Perhaps you've been listening to some of these broadcasts that we brought you during this anniversary month, and it's sort of been on the back burner in your mind, but this is the moment. This is the time. This is the last that you'll hear John and I speaking about this to you over Watchmen on the Wall. And so if you're putting it off, if you're procrastinating, this is the moment, this is the minute to respond to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart about. Go to AfricaNeedsJesus.com. As soon as our broadcast is done, log on to that website and give your best gift, as John just said. And you can also call 1-888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. Our ministry has an emphasis on missions, but also on prayer. And I thought it would be fitting, John, if we just spend some time praying over what God may do through all that's done. And I'd like to lead us in just a prayer as we close up our time together. Let's pray, friends. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this partnership with TWR. And I pray that as people respond with faith, that you would take that and multiply it in a special way. Take each of these radios that have been purchased through these efforts and deliver it right into the hands of the very people who need it and need to hear this good news of Jesus Christ. I pray that great move of God would be set in motion through what's accomplished through the outreach that TWR is partnering with SWRC in. We're grateful to have a small part in your work, God, and we are so thankful for what you're doing. Speak to people's hearts. Impact their minds, their hearts, with what they should give in response. And I pray that you would just take that gift and multiply it abundantly. May there be a great harvest of souls as a result of this. May many lives be transformed through the good news of Jesus Christ. Continue your blessings upon TWR and the wonderful ministry that they do around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. John, it's been our privilege to have you on, and thank you so much for all that you do and all that TWR does.
Thank you, Josh, and we want to say one more time, Africa needs Jesus. Africa needs you. Go online to AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Make a generous gift and partner with SWRC and TWR.
What an exciting time these past 2 days have been. Think about it, my friends. You have the opportunity right now to make an eternal impact in the lives of families and individuals in Africa. You can give a radio that brings the Word of God straight into the hands of those with the most need. Give a radio and you can give hope today. Visit AfricaNeedsJesus.com. It's all one word, AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Or call this special number, 888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. Africa needs Jesus, and you can help. You've heard the life-changing stories of the people who have had their lives transformed when they received one of these radios. Give a radio and give hope today. Visit AfricaNeedsJesus.com. That's AfricaNeedsJesus.com or call 888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. Head into the weekend with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and has been supported for 91 years by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.